Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back in Dallas, Texas, after a couple of great days down in Miami at the Cuba Nostalgia, but this is Monday, May the 20th, day number 140 of 2013. And before we get anywhere with our program tonight, I've got to say that these images from Oklahoma City are absolutely heartbreaking. As I was landing in Dallas today, I guess I landed about 3:30, 3:45, almost 4 o'clock, by the time that I was out of the plane, I'm going through the, you know, the gate going out to the parking lot or the garage, and I see this burning image, you know, this school burning in Oklahoma, and then I begin to hear more about it, and these images are absolutely devastating. So we understand that there may be some children injured, perhaps even some people dead from these terrible tornadoes. So our prayers tonight are with the people of Oklahoma. And whatever you can do out there, say a prayer for the people of Oklahoma City. That's only about 200 miles north of us. And we're probably going to get some rain tonight. We're probably going to get some nasty storms in Dallas, too. But again, we're thinking about the people of Oklahoma City. This was absolutely devastating what happened to Oklahoma City today with these tornadoes. We're going to be talking today about the scandals of the Obama administration. They just seem to get more interesting every day. You know, I didn't have internet access for most of the day because, you know, I was traveling and didn't have a chance to sit in front of the computer much of the day. But it's like, you know, you walk away from your computer for 6 hours and the scandals just get more and more interesting. So we're going to get into that as well tonight. But just a quick follow-up on Cuba Nostalgia in Miami. It was an absolutely wonderful event. You know, they do it every year on the weekend around May 20th. Of course, May 20th, which is today, is the celebration of Cuban independence from Spain. As some of you may remember from your history, Columbus, Cuba was, I think, the first or the second place that Columbus touched in his first trip. And Cuba became a Spanish colony, and it was a Spanish colony from 1492, so the very first trip of Columbus, to 1898. And in 1898, the Spanish-American War happened. Then Cuba became an independent country in 1902. So for almost 400 years, Cuba was a Spanish colony. And of course, you know, if you know about Cuban culture and Cuban history, there's tremendous influence by Spain in Cuba. Many of us have Spanish ancestors, in some cases even Spanish grandfathers, like in my case. So this is a great day for us Cuban Americans to remember this very important date in Cuban history, Independence Day. And we had a great time down in Miami at Cuba Nostalgia, which is a fantastic event. You know, two whole days, actually 2.5 days of people, fun, party, just a great time. I had a great time. I think I'm going back next year. It's just an absolutely, absolutely wonderful time. And we want to say thanks to the good friends at the Babalu blog for putting it all together, or at least inviting me to be in their booth during the 2.5 days that we were there. So my thanks to Alberto de la Cruz, to Valentin Prieto, Humberto Fontova, who was down there on Sunday signing some books, Henry Gomez, Ziva Saul, George Moneo. I mean, who did I forget? I'm probably forgetting somebody. But everybody was just great. And, of course, their spouses were there, too, you know, like Maggie Prieto was there. And I had a chance to meet not only all these great friends at Babalu, but all their spouses. It was an absolutely, just a totally absolutely wonderful day down in Miami. So also had a chance to sell some books, had a chance to sign some books, had a great time doing that. He's just absolutely great. We put some pictures of the whole thing on Facebook, so I hope you had a chance to see some of those pictures if you are one of my Facebook friends. We also did some shows from down there. On Saturday, we had Valentin Prieto, who is the founder of the Babalu blog, and we had Alberto de la Cruz, who's currently the managing editor. We had them on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we had Humberto Fontova, who's just written a brand new book. We're going to be do a show with him later, later in a few weeks to talk about his brand new book. He just wrote a book about the mainstream media, the American media, and their love affair with Castro. Interesting book. We're going to get into that with Humberto. And then we also spoke with Henry Gomez, who is one of the many contributors to the Babalu blog, and we had a great time. So great shows that we put on, in the archives. You can go back there and listen to them when you get a chance as we broadcast live from Cuba Nostalgia. The only thing I will warn you ahead of time is there's a lot of noise, particularly on the Saturday show, more so than on the Friday show, on the Sunday show. There's a little bit of noise, so bear with us as we do our conversations, because there was a lot of partying going on, to say the least, down in Miami. Just a quick note about my book. Of course, Cubanos in Wisconsin, had a chance to go down there and tell people about it and sell some copies and sign some books. So the book, of course, is available in print as well as Kindle. And I hope you may be thinking about the book as a gift for your father. If you have a Cuban father, Cuban grandfather, Cuban uncle, this may be a great gift for them for Father's Day. And we'll be more than happy to dedicate the book to your father. There is a way to do it on the website. You click on a special order from us, and we will sign the book. We'll dedicate the book to your Cuban father, your Cuban grandfather. So you just you do that, and I think they'll be happy with it. I actually met some people down in Miami who've read the book, and they tell me they liked it because they like the fact that it's a book about family and freedom. And that's exactly what the book is about. The book is about family and freedom. So we're hoping that you'll take advantage of Father's Day as an opportunity to buy a book for your father. Just a couple of other interesting things. I said this is on this day in history is Cuban Independence Day in 1902. But a couple of other interesting things happened on this day related to Spanish exploration of the New World or America, or at least Spanish exploration in general. Back in 1498, a Spanish explorer, Vasco de Gama, the great Spanish explorer, he reached India. That must have been a long trip. You just look at the map and you think of how long those guys had to be on the water. In 1498 to go from Spain to India, that is a long trip. I just couldn't imagine. Even today, with the technology and the ships that we have, that would be a long trip. Imagine what it must have been like back in 1498 when Vasco da Gama, the great Spanish explorer, reached India. Interesting times. And then on this day, now I found this one fascinating. I didn't realize that Christopher Columbus had died on this day in 1506. But here's the tragedy of his life. As I was reading on this day in history over at history.com, where I get these details, he didn't realize what he had done, or he didn't understand the scope of what he had done. He died not realizing that he would go down in history as the man who discovered the New World. He just wasn't able, he didn't understand the whole thing. He didn't put it all together. I guess he died in 1506, which is really only, 14 years after he discovered the New World. So he didn't realize when he died that his name would go down in history forever as the man who discovered the New World. What an amazing way. Amazing way to die, considering your achievement. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back with the scandals. They just seem to be growing. Thank you. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, and once again, I'm looking at the images of Oklahoma City and our prayers for the good people of Oklahoma City. That is just devastating, what's happening up there. Let's say hello to George Rodriguez. How are you, George?
Very, very good. I'm glad I caught you making that comment, because I was in the process of checking on one of my nieces up there in Oklahoma City a few moments ago, and she's doing just fine. I'm happy to report.
Well, we are happy to hear that, George, but I tell you, when you look at the images, this is, I've never seen a tornado like that. I mean, that is, I don't know if that's the biggest one ever, but it's got to be among them.
It's, an F4, but it just looks like it would just devastated everything there. I'm looking at the images myself. It's amazing, the power and fury of nature at times.
That's right. No, and again, our prayers with the good people of Oklahoma City. Sometimes you feel so helpless watching this devastation. I understand that they're trying to rescue children. It's just an awful scene. So we just send our prayers and good thoughts up to the people up there. But, you know, George, I was saying in the introduction that I was actually out of town on the weekend. I was down in Miami for Cuba Nostalgia, where I went down to present my book, had a great time. And today I didn't check the internet, couldn't check it because I was flying, and I'm not going to pay the airline for internet access. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do that. So I had to actually be disconnected from news for roughly, I guess, from about 9 o'clock in the morning until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and so on. And it just seems like there's a scandal every minute. I mean, it's like, you know, you wake up in the morning, George, and then you check at 4 o'clock and there are more scandals. And
it just keeps getting deeper and bigger.
Yeah, they're just absolutely fascinating. The latest one, now this one is really incredible. The latest one is that the Department of Justice was actually keeping tabs, and that may not be the technically correct thing to say. Let's just say they were looking at the private emails of some Fox News reporters, which is very scary thing when government is doing that. And, of course, you know, as I said, I want the government to go after leakers, but I don't see what these guys were leaking. I mean, it just seems like they just, you know, it's very scary when government does stuff like this. Then there's also another story that broke today, George, that the investigative reporter, or the person who investigates from within, inside the government, I can't think of the... The Inspector General has apparently said... The IG, that's right. The Inspector General has said that the Department of Justice was actually leaking documents to embarrass some of the whistleblowers back with Fast and Furious. So that has surfaced today, that they were trying to embarrass one of the whistleblowers doing Fast and Furious. So it just seems like, you know, this is like a tsunami that's all happening. But, you know, it's just fascinating what's happening with this administration. But I wanted to have you on because you were on TV a few days ago talking about the IRS and some conservative Spanish groups, Hispanic groups, and I would like to hear from you about that and what it was like to talk to, I guess it was NBC that you were with, right?
Yeah, it was CNBC. You know, the situation that we had here, of course, was that we had to organize the Tea Party, and because, again, San Antonio being so heavily Hispanic, we have a lot of Hispanic conservatives. We have a lot of Latinos here in San Antonio that are conservative, that are GOP, and you know, somehow that gets overlooked by the media quite often, because they assume, I guess, you know, that just because a person is a minority, that somehow they're going to be automatically either poor, downtrodden, and
Democrat.
Yeah. And you know, that's far from being true. So our organization did have, or does have, a lot of Latino support. Well, you know, the situation that we had with the IRS was just like the situation that we had in other communities, where it was being investigated. Let me back up. I guess the investigation didn't start till after we made the application. We applied for nonprofit status. And, of course, just like the other organizations, just like the other Tea Parties, we started getting these letters that requested and asked for tons and tons of documentation that we didn't, you know, we just couldn't understand why. We had a lot of folks within the organization who were neophytes to the politics of IRS and, you know, national elections. And they quite frankly became very, very scared. Among those were a lot of Hispanic businessmen, Hispanic entrepreneurs here locally, who were quite frankly afraid of being audited. A lot of entrepreneurs, you know, who weren't Hispanic or were Anglo as well, who obviously were very, very disturbed and frightened. We had a lot of people on our board who had a lot of concerns as to how we operated. In fact, some of our folks became so concerned that there was a paralysis, I would say, of doing anything. They were afraid to speak out. They were afraid to say anything. They were afraid to step out in front of issues. It was a very, very trying time. And what we ended up doing was, again, you know, doing the best we could to answer these things. But again, the fact that, you know, my last name was Rodriguez apparently didn't matter to the IRS. And, you know, like Bill Richardson says, you know, I guess he determines who is Hispanic and who's not. And I guess the IRS does that, too.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
You know, so I guess that was the situation here.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it was just amazing the amount of scrutiny that we had to undergo.
Right.
And,
you and lots of other,
as
I understand, conservative Hispanic organizations or groups, I suppose for, you know, the two worst things that this administration, or the two biggest enemies of this administration, would have to be Fox News and conservative Hispanics, because it just seems like, you know, they're absolutely out of control. But you were on the TV, and I guess you mentioned, or part of the reason you were being interviewed by CNBC is because they targeted conservative Hispanic groups. And George, everybody talks about, you know, Nixon. Everybody talks about other presidents having used the IRS, and Johnson did it. Kennedy did it, from what I understand. But they never did it to this scope. I mean, they never went after. I mean, it wasn't like Kennedy said, go after every, you know, every conservative newspaper editor or what. I mean, they may have targeted one person. Sometimes I get the feeling that they were just kind of having, maybe they're just kind of needling somebody they didn't like. But this is way beyond any of that, George. I mean, this is truly a smear campaign against an entire segment of the population. I think this is bigger than Watergate in that sense.
Well, there were, you know, several folks who were not even associated with the Tea Party, who, because they had sympathies, towards the Tea Party and had donated to Republican causes, not to mention to conservative causes, were fearful of being of going under scrutiny. These were Hispanics, you know. And again, why, you know, I mean, our liberal Hispanic brethren, who are so quick to yell about civil rights, where were they at that point?
Right.
Where were they when our civil rights were being violated by the government?
Where
you
are
know,
they now?
It may have. Why are they so silent? I mean, even now here in our own city, Congressman Joaquin Castro, you haven't heard diddly from him. You haven't heard anything from Congressman Cuellar. We haven't heard anything from Congressman, the new one that took Canseco's position. But, you know,
Rodriguez,
these guys,
right? Wasn't he Rodriguez also?
No, his.
I know who you're talking about. The one who got into an argument one time with a constituent about the health care bill, right?
The health care, yeah.
Right,
it is just amazing that these individuals are being so silent, you know, at this point. And you know, I'm sure that's the case in other places. Lloyd Doggett, I don't hear anything from Lloyd Doggett, and he claimed at one point during his campaign he had a brown heart. Well, where is his brown heart now?
Right.
It's amazing that they can play politics and that the media will let them get away with it, and that they find no problem with that, while at the same time, you know, they can really just jump on conservatives so easily.
Well, and the other thing, too, and we're going to have to, we as conservatives are going to have to make sure that history is not rewritten by many people in the left, because they're saying, well, everybody does it. It was like, you know, when Bill Clinton
had
his, every president has had interns in the Oval Office. Well, the answer is no, not every, no one.
Not everybody.
No, not, and I think they're trying to say, well, you know, these
and
things.
And if they have, please show them to me,
Exactly.
Yeah, please.
And I think that they're really going way over the top with they're trying to say, well, you know, gee, everybody does. No, not everybody does. In fact, no one has ever gone after the IRS, George, in this scale. But I just find it, just one quick note here before we have to go, but I really find it interesting that it seems like every day we're also learning that, you know, this scandal with the IRS, that they knew more in the White House than they're pretending to. And I think the interesting thing to me is, was this withheld from the 2020 election? I mean, imagine if this scandal had hit the news in September of 2012. I think that would have had a devastating impact on Obama, just like Benghazi. So it seems go ahead.
No, well, again, you know, the scandal before 2012 was Fast and Furious, where a Hispanic was killed because of the stupidity of a project that Eric Holder put together, and they got away with that. There was no screaming or anything from the Hispanic left on that one. And you know, I there's
you're
no reason
Jaime
for me
Zapata,
to believe
right?
that.
Right, you're talking about Jaime Zapata, right? Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Jaime Zapata, right, who was killed in Mexico. He was ambushed on the highway in Mexico with Fast and Furious guns. Yeah, that's right, on the Querétaro Highway, I think.
And so there was nothing said about that.
That's right. You're exactly right. But what I find interesting is how this is all falling apart. They can't seem to keep their stories together. Now you have, of course, Benghazi. That's falling apart too, and I just don't know where this is going. But wherever it's going, it cannot be good for Barack Obama, because he's going to have to basically say one of two things: nobody tells me anything, which means nobody in this administration tells me anything, or two, I knew and I've been lying about it. But just think, just think of the impact, George. If nobody tells him anything, is that the kind of man we want running the country?
Talk about somebody who's out of touch. You know, he's always claimed that the rich and the Republicans are out of touch. I got news for you. If anybody's out of touch, it's him.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, George, I wanted to bring you on for a few minutes tonight to talk about, first of all, to congratulate you for being on CNBC and, carrying the good word out there and telling people about it, just so that everybody understands that and your evidence of that, conservative Hispanic groups were targeted by this administration. I think you're exactly right, George. Where is the left? Where is the Democrat left? Where's the Hispanic left? Imagine if Bush had gone after liberal Hispanic groups, or let's say pro-choice groups. Imagine what the outrage would be. So we got, people have to be intellectually honest. And I think some people on the left right now are not. The people in the left right now are not being intellectually honest about this scandal, because it doesn't help anybody. The IRS ought to be off limits.
Yeah, we have conservative businessmen, Hispanic conservative businessmen that to date are scared to reveal themselves because they are afraid of the backlash. So, it continues even now. So
I just heard there were some Romney donors who had been, big time pockets, the kinds of people who drop a lot of money in a campaign on both sides. Five of them were apparently, singled out by the IRS. So this is not going in a good direction for President Obama. And as I said before, I think Benghazi's complicated. I think the AP stuff is complicated for a lot of people, but the IRS is very simple for everybody to understand. You don't mess with the IRS. But, George, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Silvio. I apologize for being late, but I had to check on the family, how they were doing up there in Oklahoma City.
No, that's right, and I appreciate you joining us on short notice, and it's always a lot of pleasure to chat with you, and keep up the great work in getting this
word out there about
conservative Hispanics being targeted. Thank you. Have a great day in San Antonio.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you later. We're going to take a little break, and we'll come back, and we will wrap up for today. Silvio Cantu in Dallas, Texas. Again, our thanks to George Rodriguez for joining us today. George was on CNBC, as we talked about a minute ago, and he was talking about his experience and the experience of many conservative Hispanic groups who were targeted by this administration through the IRS. This is not going in a good place for President Obama. And by the way, neither is Benghazi. And I said Benghazi was difficult to understand. It is difficult to understand. But my, you know, there's two things about Benghazi that really bother me. Number one, of course, we left people there to die. You know, we didn't do anything, and we didn't try at all to rescue them. And I think it's fairly obvious now that there were troops, there were assets, resources that could have gone in there and at least minimized the damage. And we never did anything like that. And, of course, the other thing I don't like about it is that the administration not only lied to the American people about this video, but they lied to a mother. The mother of one of these four men who were killed there, she was told eye to eye that it was the video. And man, I mean, lying to a mother about the death of her son, that is simply not something that we can tolerate. Now, of course, the other big scandal today is about these Fox News reporters being targeted. Man, what is that all about? You know, this comes after the AP. I think the President Obama, as I said before, he is really heading in a very dangerous direction politically here. And I think you're going to start seeing this is going to have some very serious political consequences on his second term. This is not a good way to get your second term started by taking some of these actions. I mean, it's simply not beneficial for him or for the country. We're going to continue our chats this week about the scandals and the political events, and we'll probably have some very interesting people. I need to line up some people, some guests out there who have not confirmed, so I can't tell you exactly who's going to be here tomorrow. But we'll be talking about these scandals probably a lot during the next few shows. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Have a great evening.